Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. I was just calling because I see a transaction on my card. I've been seeing it for, I saw one for April, one for May, and I'm trying to figure out what this charge is for. Can you help me with that? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. May I please have your zip code to pull up your name to see what's going on?
Oh, sure. 60041.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for that. And only, your first and last name, please?
Sylvia Torres.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for that. And only to verify that I do have the right person up, could you please verify your address for me?
26445, Route 134, Apartment 1.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for the information. I do see that this started on April 27th. Do you remember any surveys coming to your phone saying that you want a Dyson vacuum and all you have to do is pay shipping and handling to receive it?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have done a survey that said that they want a free gift of a Dyson vacuum?
No, because usually my phone is usually with me.
Yes, ma'am. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page were some terms and conditions, and it said that you want a chance to be entered into a contest. And within the contest entry, it came with a subscription of a Bites Hub meal plan, which is an app that you can download on your phone, and it gives you recipe guides for your health to get back to a healthy and balanced lifestyle. But yes, ma'am, I am about to get this account canceled for you and get you transferred over to a supervisor in the fraud department, so that they can assist you with the fraudulent claim. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm also get you a confirmation number before I transfer you over as well.
Okay. And is my card still active, or is this card still active?
I'm not sure if the card is still active, but this account was still active, but I'm canceling it now, so it won't be active no more.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I do have that confirmation number to confirm it's been canceled.
Okay.
It's C as in Charlie, 920-777-022.
That was C as in Charlie, 920-777-022.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. This account has been canceled to prevent any future charges. I'm about to transfer you over to a supervisor in the fraud department now. I do thank you for calling customer support. She'll be with you in just one moment.
One question, and how much is it going to be refunded?
The supervisor in the fraud department will help you discuss it, but hopefully she can take care of both of those fraudulent charges of the $59.89 for you. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.